In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today's Gospel passage is taken from the Gospel according to St. John in chapter 6. Chapter 6 is a very long chapter, and 71 verses. In this chapter, the theme of the chapter is food and bread. And so to really understand today's passage that we just read in the Gospel, we need to understand exactly what happened before this passage was read and what happened after it. As you know, in this passage, there's a bunch of people, multitudes, looking for Jesus. And he's gone for some reason. And the disciples, they find the disciples had left on a boat, but Jesus hadn't gone with them. And then they thought, how would Jesus have gone to the other side if the apostles are gone? And then they went and found him. So what happened right before this event was the feeding of the 5,000. That our Lord Jesus Christ did the miracle of feeding the multitudes with the 5 loaves and the 2 bread. And after he fed all the people got really, really excited. And they said, we must make this man a king. And they pressured him to become and tried to make him by force a king. And because of that, Jesus kind of escaped into the mountains alone. And the disciples, after this event, had got into a boat and went across to the other side of the sea. So the people and the multitudes knew Jesus hadn't got into that boat with them. The disciples had left alone. So the next day, they got hungry again. So they thought, let's go find Jesus. He's the one that gives us bread. We'll go find him. They were looking for Jesus. Can't find him. He's gone. How would he have left if the disciples went on the boats alone? They didn't know that the night before, the disciples had a rough time in the sea and there was a storm. And so Jesus came to them walking on the water and got into the boat, and the sea became calm and they reached the other side. So the people, the multitudes, didn't know that took place. So the next day, they finally find Jesus across the other side in Capernaum. And they said to Jesus, when did you come here? How did you come here? And Jesus doesn't actually answer their question. He says to them, most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, not because you saw me do miracles and feed you, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. You ate the loaves and you were filled, and you want to be filled again. You're seeking me because you want the earthly bread. You want the bread that perishes. And then he says to them, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. What is this food? What is this non-perishable, everlasting food that our Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to the multitudes about? And again, to understand what this food is, we need to understand exactly what happened during the feeding of the 5,000 and exactly what happens after this event. In the feeding of the 5,000, St. John, the Beloved, in writing this Gospel, he emphasizes a particular word that our Lord Jesus Christ used. And he said, when the Lord had given thanks, he distributed. When the Lord had given thanks, he distributed. And then when in this passage, when St. John refers back to the miracle, he says, however, other boats came from Tiberias near the place where they ate bread, after the Lord had given thanks. He emphasizes again the point of giving thanks. He doesn't speak about, oh, this is when they came after they had finished eating and everyone was happy and it was a big miracle and everyone ate bread. He concentrates on the fact that after he had given thanks. And he's trying to point us to the mystery of what happened. If you recall in the Last Supper, what did our Lord Christ do before he broke the body? Before he gave the apostles his body and blood. It says he gave thanks. In the liturgy, when the priest consecrates the bread, the first thing he says, and he gave thanks. So the mystery is in the giving thanks. This bread that our Lord Christ gave to all the people, the bread, that non-perishable bread that he's referring to, is something mysterious that comes after the giving of thanks. So what took place after this event, again to help us understand what this bread is? After he told them, seek for the bread that does not perish, the disciples said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. And Jesus explains to them, The bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. And they were very confused, and they asked amongst themselves, how can he give us flesh to eat? It would have been shocking words to hear. Eat my flesh, very foreign concept to the Jewish people. And then Jesus explains further, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day, for my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Again, emphasizing the point, you must eat it, you must drink it. This is my body, and this is my flesh, and this is my blood. Then the gospel tells us the disciples said, this is a hard saying. This is a hard saying. And it says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? After the Lord had explained to them, what is this bread? What is this everlasting bread that you must eat? It is my flesh. It is my blood. So shocking to the disciples, to the Jews, that many of them said, this is a hard saying, and they left him. They left him. Jesus, whenever he was misunderstood in the gospel, he always clarified himself. Always clarified himself. In this situation, if he was misunderstood, he would have clarified himself. When he spoke to the disciples about be careful of the leaven amongst the Pharisees, and the disciples thought, the leaven among the Pharisees, we don't even have any bread, what leaven? And Jesus explains to them that he's talking about the teachings of the Pharisees, not literally the yeast of the Pharisees, but the teaching of the Pharisees. He clarifies. In this situation, our Lord Jesus Christ did not clarify anything. In fact, he only clarified and reiterated that the food is his flesh and his blood. And he let his disciples go. If he wasn't speaking literally about eating his flesh and his blood, he would have said to the disciples, no, you got me all wrong. Wait. Let me explain to you what I mean. Don't leave, wait. But he let them go, and he turned to his disciples and said to them, do you also want to go? There is no doubt that our Lord Jesus Christ here was speaking truly about his body and his blood, which we are all called to partake of in the Eucharist. And this is something, this is the food that does not perish, and this is the food that will take us to everlasting life, to partake of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's speak a little bit about do not labor for the food which perishes. Our Lord says to them, do not labor for the food which perishes. Here, our Lord Jesus Christ would like to lift our eyes above the earthly matters, above the earthly food, above the earthly concerns, raise us to a higher level, to keep our eyes focused upon heaven and on the food which does not perish, which is Jesus Christ himself. How often do we get caught up in the rat race of life, laboring and laboring for the food which is going to perish? We work so hard, we toil, we stress, we think, all for the food which is going to perish. How much effort do we put into the food that does not perish? We just heard in the Synaxarium of yesterday that the story of St. Paul the First Hermit. And the way St. Paul the First Hermit, who lived his whole life in the desert, the way he had his transformation, he was from a rich family, and his parents had passed away. And so he had a dispute with his brother about sharing the inheritance. To resolve the dispute, they said, let's go to the judge. On their way to see the judge, St. Paul sees the funeral of a very wealthy man. In this funeral, he inquires, who was this man? And they said to him, he was a very wealthy man. And he observed that after all this wealth, he's being buried in dust like anybody else. Nothing is going with him, nothing, all that he had has done nothing for him. It was at that realization that St. Paul the Hermit said to his brother, take all the money you want, I'm going to the desert. I'm going to toil and to strive for the food that does not perish. This is why in life there is no satisfaction. Nobody is really happy outside of the Christ. You may pretend to be happy, you may think you're happy, but nobody really is happy. because life and the bread of life does not give any satisfaction. And we have all experienced this. When you get a big pay rise, $20,000, bang, you're happy for about 15 minutes, and then you want the next one. There is never satisfaction. There is always a craving for more and for more and for, no matter how wealthy, no matter how many possessions, you always want that bit extra. And that is why suicide is most common among the richest people, is most common among the superstars and all the famous actors, because they have acquired every single earthly possession and there's nothing more to attain, still no satisfaction, and so suicide. The only satisfaction is in our Lord Jesus Christ, is in the food that does not perish, which we must labor for. When I resigned from my job at IBM, I was very scared about telling the director of our team, because how would he take it? Some guy resigning to become a priest sounds a bit strange. So I was really worried about the discussion that was about to take place. So I told him, look, I'm going to leave IBM and I'm going to become a priest. And he went silent for a while. I thought, oh no, what's he going to say now? And then he looked at me and said, I am very jealous of you. And I said, why? He said, because you have found something that means something a lot to you, and you are going after it and you are doing it. You have found something that is satisfying you. For me, I have worked in IBM all my life. I have climbed the ladder, the corporate ladder, and I have no satisfaction. I try to pretend I'm doing something useful, but I know I'm doing nothing useful. And for the next 15 minutes, he went on speaking about his life and how dissatisfied he was with everything he's done. No matter how much we achieve in life, nothing gives us satisfaction as our Lord Jesus Christ and partaking of his food that does not perish. And as it says in 1 John chapter 2, for all the things in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, not of the Father but of the world, and the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. We are called by this gospel today to transform our eyes, to lift our eyes above the earthly matters, above the food which perishes, to toil and to labor for the food that does not perish that will lead us to eternal life. In the liturgy is the ultimate time to receive this transformation. When we pray that the Holy Spirit descends upon the bread and the wine to transform earthly flour, earthly yeast, earthly bread to become the body of Christ, when we pray that the Holy Spirit transforms wine from grapes into the blood of Christ, we also call upon the Holy Spirit to transform our earthly hearts, our earthly eyes, to transform them into heavenly hearts, to heavenly eyes, to lift us above the earthly matters. During my ordination in Egypt, after the ordination took place, there is a time when all the newly ordained priests gather around the body of Christ. And we all put our hand over the body of Christ. And Amber Bechomios, who was doing the ordination, had us in like a little huddle and said to us, at this point in the Mass, you must pray that every single person inside the liturgy is transformed. That as the bread and wine are transformed, that their hearts are transformed into heavenly beings. That we are all transformed. We get caught up in life, but the liturgy is the time for our hearts to be transformed, for our eyes to be transformed, to lift us above the earthly matters, above the food which perishes, to the food which is for eternal life, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And glory be to God forever. Amen.